I did not record our last episode.
It's okay. It happens to everyone. I think it's like a rite of passage as a podcaster. So
okay, you're
it's okay.
So right. Thank you for that. How are you though, honey? How was your morning? What were you doing? You're hanging with a friend?
Yeah, it's been a good morning. I got up and got some grading done, which was nice. And then, yeah, me and a couple friends, we just met up for coffee and like a walk. So we just like walked on a trail for a little bit. And now I'm here.
Lovely. Is the trail close to your house-ish?
Yeah, it's actually really close to where I work. So it's like the town between where I live and the town that one of my friends lives. So it was in the middle.
Love that. Do I know any of these friends?
Yes, MJ and Suli.
Oh my God. MJ and Suli.
Our girls. So yeah, it was good. How about you? You have a fun night last night?
Look at my lineup. I have my yogurt, I have coffee, and my electrolytes.
I love it. You have all the things to recover after a night out.
Oh yeah. No, we're doing good. Last night was so fun. We started at a pregame at my friend Ellie's house, which was very nice of her. She literally made, I felt so loved. She, you know, in like preschool, when you make those paper circles and you connect them all together to make a chain,
Yes.
She made those for the party, like
Cute.
for the pregame. She taped them up, had a happy birthday banner. I had like a button on my pants, happy birthday girl. And she put streamers everywhere. And I was like, Ellie, did you work today? Like, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. And she's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She just loves birthdays and she's very good at hosting. And so it was so cute. And I was like, what's playing? Like, I love this song. And she goes, oh, that's because it's your birthday playlist. I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, I made it. It's literally like she pulls up her phone and it says like Kate the Great's birthday playlist. She went to my Spotify, sourced photos that like, I'm sorry, photos. I'm a little drunk still. Sourced songs that I liked from my Spotify
Oh my
and
gosh.
compiled them all together. And I was like, no wonder I like these songs.
That is amazing. That is a really good, like, that's like the next level of being not only a good friend, but just like a good, like, birthday party, someone that celebrates people. Like,
Oh my
that's
God.
amazing.
I could
Feels
cry
so
thinking
personal.
about it. I was like, Ellie, what the hell? Like, you didn't have to do all of that. She bought me a cookie cake that says Happy Birthday, Kate on it. Got some photos of that. I'll show the people. But,
Okay, please do.
and it was also my friend Sydney's birthday at midnight. So like today's her actual birthday. It was really fun. We did the pregame there and it was kind of a couple pockets of my friends that Ellie was like, just invite everybody here and we'll play a couple games and then we'll like go to the bar. And I was like, perfect. And you know, nothing bonds people quite like a drinking game around a foldable table, you know? And so we did, what's it called? Stack cup. Some people call it like chandelier. You start with like a bunch in the middle and then
Yes.
you stack it. And then you can like, if you get it on the first try, you can pick who it goes to next and all that stuff.
Yes. That's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And then we played soccer, which was another drinking game that I did not know about. People kept like how good people were playing the games. They were like, I went to an SEC school and I was like, it shows. It's
And
like,
it shows.
and it
That
shows.
Was your
And
investment in this, and your return is now at this drinking
yeah.
game, in this drinking game.
Alex,
That's funny.
Here's the thing. Like, I obviously know we didn't go to an SEC school, but like, I didn't even have a ranking to contribute. Like, are we ACC? What are we?
No, and this is going to show both of our lack of knowledge of anything, but that was like the whole thing with JMU this year, is that they were petitioned to be able to go to a bowl because they weren't in the league.
Right.
I don't know any of this shit, but whatever. We're nothing is what that means.
Max would know, I feel like.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll fact check it with Max. Yeah, no, like I almost said ACC and then I was like, put that word back in your mouth. You don't know shit.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
That's like too good, probably. I mean, we're doing really great. I didn't know what conference to assign. Yeah, ask him. Max is in the room, everybody, so we're gonna ask him.
The Sun Belt Conference.
Oh my God, yes. I knew it had sun in it. That sounds so
See,
stupid.
that's really impressive, Kate, because I didn't even know that. So that's very impressive.
That sounds so dumb compared to SEC. Like, oh, we're in the Sun Belt. Why?
Yeah, that's
just
what I
name
meant.
it
Like, we're nothing. Like, it's...
I want to be three letters like everybody else.
I don't know. Sun Belt sounds kind of nice to me.
Sounds like a beach vacation to Florida. It doesn't sound like a winning team.
Which, sign me up.
Yeah, to be honest, you're right. So anyways, we played soccer. We played chandeliers. Very fun. Everybody bonded, which I love. Everybody's cheering everybody on, which I just love when people that I know get to know each other and like each other. I'm like, I know you guys would like each other. Just like, just bond, you know? And we did that and it was lovely. And then
so yeah, what like percentage of people like know each other? Like some people did, or like
a lot of people
work?
Did. No. Most people did. It was a group of like, Ellie has work friends from Deloitte that are really nice, and I've met them a couple of times. So I was like, bring them, like anyone can come. And so a bunch of them came, and then some of her guy friends from work came who are also very nice. And then I invited Molly and some of her friends who I've met a couple of times. And so those were mainly like the groups that were merging together. And
that's
it was
like
great.
A lot of people.
Yeah, it was fun. It was probably like 10 of us or 11 by the end.
Cool.
Oh, thank you for sending me a picture of the Sunbelt Conference. Did you do that?
No. Who do you think sent it to me? And then I sent it to you.
Max. Thanks, yes. Max. So that was really fun. And then we Ubered to this bar called Nickel City, which I just love. It's been one of my faves ever since I walked in. It's just like...
What's the vibe?
Oh, the vibes are just immaculate. A narrow-ish kind of bar. So it always kind of feels full in a really fun way. Like... And it's always bopping on a Friday night. So we went in. There's it's like completely dark. And the only thing that lights the room is like neon signs and the bar. And it's really fun. It's just a dive bar. It's really cute.
Cool.
And we went in there. And Alex, you know that I just meet people out and like become friends with them. I spent the whole night with two strangers.
Of course you did.
And now my friends. And I woke up and I was like, damn it. I mean, I saw people. Okay. I did see people. And then we met my other friend, Christina, and her friends at the bar. I'm setting the scene. Okay. I got my first drink. Great. We're feeling good. Chatting to everybody. I have to pee. So I get in the line for the bathroom. And then I meet Mel. I'm standing in line next to Mel. And she looks at me. And I could tell like her and this other girl. And they're like looking at me and looking back. And I was like, do I have something on my face? Like, what's the problem? Like, I don't know what's going on. And Mel goes, are you a model?
Now I know why you hung out with Mel all night. Obviously, we're going to hang out with Mel after that. Thank you, Mel.
Said, I said, no, but I was in eighth grade. And she goes, I can tell. And I was like, what is your freaking name? Who are you? I thought you were looking at me like you hated me. Like, I thought I did something wrong. Goes back to the like you meet people and you think they like you for no reason. I was like, Charity hates me. Like, I don't know what to do. And so I said, no, Mel, I am not. But thank you so much. You made my night. And I was in the eighth grade. And then I proceeded to tell them about the modeling audition that I went on in eighth grade. Hannah Angel also did it. And we were in a canoe and it was like an ad for the Richmond Tourism Company or something. Uh-huh. And I just had to pretend to row a canoe and I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get the job.
So, yeah. How does an audition work? Like, they just had a bunch of kids pretend row a canoe and then they, like, chose who was the best at it? Is that?
I think so. And clearly somebody brought something I didn't, because I didn't hear anything back. But
and
that's
that was
all
in
right.
Eighth grade?
That was in eighth grade. I think my mom was like, let's see if we can make any money off this. You know, why not?
So was that the end of it? Or did you ever do anything else or try anything else?
That was my last modeling audition. Because then I think I just like went to high school and I like didn't care. Like I was doing other stuff. But anyways, I literally was crouching down, mimicking this audition to Mel and her friend. And they were laughing. They were like, that was hilarious. And Mel was like, it was her time to go in the bathroom. She was one ahead of me. And she was like, come with me. And I looked back. My friend Christina was also in line. And I said, Christina, we're going in the bathroom.
I gotta go.
Mel. I invited her. I was like, come with me. And she goes,
oh, that was nice of you.
She was like, let's go. So it's me, Christina, and Mel. I'm going to show Alex the photo. We're all just gabbing. We're peeing. Okay. That's
amazing.
Christina.
Oh, cute.
And that's Mel on the toilet.
Okay. Cute. That's a great pick.
We were just gabbing in the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. And she is 43. She was so kind and encouraging and nice. And she was like, oh my God, you have to meet Brad. And I was like, oh my God, who's Brad? And she was like, my boyfriend of 6 weeks. And I was like, where is he? And so we went out of the bathroom after we took multiple selfies and we met Brad. And Brad is an absolute gem. I fully approve of Brad. He's great. She was hyping me up about life things and encouraging me in certain ways, which is very nice. And she
love
was
that,
like,
Mel.
Oh yeah. Mel's such a girl's girl. You could tell. She was like, how old are you? And I was like, I'll be 28 on Wednesday. And she said, she was like, bitch, I am 43. For the record, I don't know what retinol this woman is using. She looked 32. I was like, Mel, you look incredible. Like, you are not 43. She has no wrinkles. She has nothing.
What's her secret?
Literally, what is her secret? That is like the one thing I didn't figure out, but it's okay. I have her number, so I'll just ask her.
We will see Mel again.
I'm literally going to text her. I remember telling her twice throughout the night. I was like, Mel, I know we're drunk, but I'm going to see you again. That's what I tell everybody. But I really meant it. We're going to see each other again. And she was like, 100%. We were like looking into each other's eyes, like grabbing each other. We were like, I'm so glad I met you. Blah, 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 blah. She's like, you're going to be fine. Brad was like, you're doing amazing. Like, both Brad and Mel. Oh, wait, here's a group photo. And then I'll just for context. So she was just encouraging me. And she was like, I am 43. Your life is just getting started. And I said, Mel, thank you so much for that. I needed that. And I love that POV. And I agree. Also, for the record, I think getting old is a privilege. So I'm kind of just joking about the whole age thing. But when my friend Sydney was turning 25, I was like, okay, fuck you. You know?
Yeah, that's fair. I know. I just went to a 26th birthday party. And even that, I was like, damn.
Ugh.
I loved 26, but you're right. Every year comes with like things that are so beautiful and wonderful. So it's not to say that we're anti-aging or
anti-different
chapters or seasons of life, but it's okay to say, like, I remember those days. Those were some good days.
I remember. I literally didn't
and
know.
And that's all Mel was doing. Mel was doing the same thing. Again,
I was... the 25 versus 28 in her mind.
Exactly. And so it's all your perception. That's all it is.
It's literally all relative. And also, like, a lot of people on a really serious note, and then I'll get back to the story. A lot of people and industries and men specifically benefit on us panicking about our age. And I just completely reject that. And we should keep rejecting it. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Okay, so this is me, Mel, Sydney, and Brad.
Oh my God, obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay, you do look like a model, so I get it. You all do. It looks like a red carpet. Like, you guys are incredible. I love it.
It's a great bar. So,
like, that picture is giving, like, when people that used to be on a cast of a show, like, 10 years ago, like, reunite on a red carpet. And, like, it just looks so, like, happy and joyful and, like, as if you are long-lost friends who haven't seen each other, but you guys have all, like, grown apart and gone in different directions. Like, that's what that picture is giving. It's giving Disney Channel child actor.
I'm dead.
It is. It's a great picture.
I was scrolling and someone, like, took a picture of just Mel and Sydney who, like, had not exchanged 5 words. And I just love that when people are just tipsy and having a good time, the way people like touch each other who don't know each other in photos is so funny. I scrolled through that photo this morning and Sydney doesn't know Mel's name, like, for sure. And she's I see her hand and she's just grabbing the back of Mel's thigh. Like, she's just like clawing it like that, just to like hold on to her in the group photo to like make it cute. So they're both like cuddled next to each other. And she's
again,
like grabbing
her. Again, like, we've known each other for our whole lives. No, there really is no better vibe than tipsy drunk girls in line for the bathroom. Like, the way that we come together, and like, it's kind of like, again, it's my only understanding to what war is like, where you're like in the trenches together. Like, we are in this line. We have to pee. We're about to go into the most disgusting bathroom we've ever seen in our goddamn lives, but we are just happy to be here and we're happy to have each other. And the way that we learn each other's names, ages, morning routines, like, you name it, we will talk about it in the line in the bathroom at the bar. Yeah. It's really one of the best places to be when you just need to a little lift, right? To just lift your spirits and remember how beautiful this life is.
Gorgeous monologue. I couldn't agree more.
And thank you.
Yeah, I just feel like the women's bathroom, I feel like someone said it, so I'm not taking credit for it, but it was just like the energy inside of a woman's bathroom is like holy ground. It's holy space. And the only thing that exists in there, it's like there's an unwritten constitution. It's like nothing we talk about in here goes out there, and we all know it. If you need a tampon, we have 5 available for you in varying sizes. You pick which one you need. We will encourage you about your outfit. We will give you our lip gloss.
I was going to say, I feel like I get the most compliments about like something 100%. I'm wearing in line for the bathroom at a bar. Like,
100%.
Just people are throwing out compliments like it's candy. Like, it's just like such good vibes.
It is such good vibes. It's such empowering. Good. Like, it is holy space. And I just love it. I love being a woman for the most part. Also, while we were talking, I am still a little bit drunk, and I do just want to put that on the record.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to know the state in which we are in, but I think that's going to be great for anyone joining us. We're glad you're here.
I think the content's fire so far.
You need some more coffee. Just keep drinking your coffee. Well, you look great. You would never know. You really do look like a model. Like,
no. Listen, I wasn't saying it fishing for compliments, but I said, Mel, if you want to call me a model tonight on my birthday night, I'm going to let you. Okay. Whether I am or not. So yeah. So Mel and I have her number. I think we were texting. It's the kind where I enjoy, what's like the old fashioned word for alcohol that they used in the colonial times?
Huh?
You know.
What? Do I? Like spirits? Oh,
libations?
Libations. Like, yeah.
Where the hell, in what dusty corner of my brain did I go get that from?
Okay. I will be looking up where libations come from, and I'm would be willing to bet money it's not going to be colonial era, but let's just find out. But libations is the word.
I don't even know if that's what I meant to say. But it was some old dusty crusty word for, I love to, you know how in the olden times people would say, I love to partake in something. And it was just drinking tomfoolery, but there's a word for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Anyways, I enjoy a libation.
It is an English word.
Okay. What is the definition?
So maybe you're right, because they were English in the colonial era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I paid attention in history. Miss Gherkin.
If your history teacher was talking about libations.
Well, probably, never mind. I'm not even going to pretend to connect that back to a lesson. My main point was, I enjoy a libation. Oh boy, let's start over.
Oh, it's biblical. I don't know. According to this one website.
It's in scripture?
It's in Revelations. Oh. Which, again, looking at the definition, it does, I think now it is used as like to mean like alcoholic beverage, but I think originally it started as like pouring out a drink for like in honor of somebody. Does that make sense?
So I think yes. Okay.
That's the biblical sense. Pour out in honor of someone, of like a deity or something. I don't know.
Great. Anyway. Well, lovely. Learn something new. My main point, also, if it's in Revelations, it's giving doomsday. It's giving end of the world. Pour it out, because the end is near.
Why not?
Why not?
YOLO.
Literally YOLO. Well, you get it. But I enjoy libations as much as the next girl. I'm going to try it one more time. Okay, focus. I enjoy a couple drinks a few times a year as much as the next person. And there's a few times where I get a little on top of myself. Not every time. But last night was one of those nights where I don't remember texts that I sent last night.
That happens.
I tend to not DM like anybody I shouldn't. It's just more like I love everyone's stories, and I'm like, turn into a hype woman. And I'm like,
which is the best type of tipsy.
I'm like, you look amazing. The way I didn't know what she looked like because I don't remember seeing the photo. But it's, I'm just like, you look amazing. And I texted everyone in all caps last night and I looked at the text and I was like, I don't remember sending it. Hand to God. And so it was just one of those nights where it got on top of me a little bit. But it's like, if not on your birthday, then when? You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a celebration. What was your libation of choice last night?
I love this word. We got to keep using it. My libation of choice. Well, let me go back to the beginning. There were a few.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. We started with some seltzers. Actually, a brand I never heard of. And I'm not going to be able to recall it right now.
That's okay. I do always like learning about new seltzer
brands. Let me say something.
Brands.
Bud Light seltzer can suck it. I think it's horrible.
I don't know if I've ever really had it.
Ugh.
Does it taste the fake fruitiness? Like, is that what it is?
Yeah. And it's just bad. I don't know how else to describe it. And we were pouring it into some of the cups for the game because I'm doing it with seltzer. And I had to drink one and I was like, I would have rather that just been a shot. That was disgusting. So some seltzer, but the other brand was good. Liked that. Had a couple of maybe one or two of those. And then I brought some tequila because Ellie didn't have any. So I was like, please, by all means, let me bring something. I brought Lalo tequila, which is really nice. And I won it in a gift exchange. I did not buy it for myself because it's very nice and it's smooth. So that was one pro. But at the end, they were, okay, we're playing with tequila. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Up the ante.
So we did that. And then I had to take a shot before we left.
Obviously.
Yep. And then, so it was tequila mostly. And then
okay.
I went to the bar and got a ranch water. So I like to keep it like on the same liquor category. Yeah. Otherwise, it is just not good news for me.
Yeah.
Like the only reason I'm not hurling this morning instead of talking to you is because I stayed on the tequila train for the most part. But I did do one. Nickel City makes these really good Irish coffees.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And I had an Irish coffee at the end and it's like a Wendy's Frosty with like whiskey in it. And
yum.
It's so good.
That sounds really good.
I think that's the last thing I had. So mostly tequila.
My Snapchat memories, it was a year ago today that we were in Austin last year.
I forgot to tell you. I meant to send a picture. We went to Latchkey last night.
Oh my gosh. Love me some Latchkey.
The way I forgot that we went there. Oh my God.
It vibing like it was 365 days ago?
Yes, except the place that when you and Allie and Lauren came for the listener last year, we went to this bar called Latchkey. It gets crazy on the weekends. And there are like picnic tables underneath this awning. And we got up and we're like dancing on the picnic tables
so
all
fun.
Night. So fun. And I literally said to my friends as I walked in, I said, I was here a year ago with my college friends.
No, literally 1 year ago.
1 year ago. It was so fun. And they were like, no way. And I looked at the awning and the picnic tables weren't under the awning this time. It was just the awning. So we were standing under there for a little bit. And then obviously, you know, there's those big picnic tables in just like the middle of the outside area. So obviously I had to make my way to one of those like before I left. Danny and Sydney came with me. I said, I can't do this alone. And they said, never. And so we went over there. We danced for a little bit. And then we had left. So it was like not as long, but really fun. But like, it's hard to top our Latchkey experience from last year. It was really good.
I would like to go back. And even you just talking about a ranch water, like the way I need some like Austin, Texas food and drink and in me right now. That sounds so good. But soon.
It's going to come around the corner.
Yeah. Before you know it.
Yeah. So that was the B-Day's festivities. Enough about me.
No, really I feel like I have more B-Day questions. Because you have so much that's going on for the B-Day. I love it so much.
I feel very spoiled. It was very fun.
When are you leaving for your trip?
I'm leaving Tuesday at 8 a.m. I have a flight to L.A. And I'm going to meet Miss Rachel there at LAX. Love. She's going to fly in a couple hours later. I'm just going to do work until she gets there.
Perfect.
And then we are going to make our way to Santa Monica and have ourselves a great little time. We're going to stay 3 nights. We love a work trip. I'm just a work trip plus one. I'm just being a mooch, basically. And we're just going to like eat some food and walk on
so
the beach
fun.
And work. And yeah, so it'll be really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
A little change of scenery. Cool.
Yeah, much needed. I mean, not
That's gonna be
much
really
needed, but
fun.
I always like
But just,
around your birthday. It's kind of fun to change your scenery at that time.
yes. Yeah, it's like special, different, you know, not just a typical Wednesday.
Totally. Not just your typical Wednesday. And I did book myself a massage at the hotel we're staying at. So I'm really excited about that.
Incredible idea. I
Yeah.
love that.
That is the best gift. Like, I don't need any gifts. I just want a massage on my birthday
Yeah.
every year. That's all I want.
It's so special. And yeah, you can pamper yourself. Love
Yeah.
it.
Yes. It'll be really fun. Really fun.
Have you gotten a package?
I don't know. Should I go check?
Yeah, well, it said it was delivered yesterday, so I was just confused why.
Is it pink by chance?
It could be.
I'm gonna go get it. Hold on.
Okay.
With this?
It could be.
Because I didn't order anything.
Yeah, it could be. I purposely wanted it. It's for your birthday, but I wanted it to come before you
Oh.
left for your trip. Do you
Oh.
want to open it now?
Oh my
Or
God,
do you
we're
want to save
opening
it
on
closer
the
to your birthday?
pod. That is so fun. I think let's do it, right? Unless you want me to wait. Would you rather me wait?
No.
Okay.
I hope this is it, but it said it was delivered, so it should be.
Oh my goodness, you spoil
And again,
me.
I sent it just straight to you, so like if it's not it, we can just pretend
Here's
this
some
didn't happen.
ASMR. Yeah. Watch it just be like
It's
like some random shit from Amazon I forgot that I ordered.
I hope it's cute.
Alex.
I know it's not the rebrand, but like I felt like in a sweatshirt, it
Oh.
needed the whole thing. I don't know. It needed its origin story.
Oh my God.
Okay, open it. Let's see if it's cute. I hope it's cute.
Alex got me a pink sweatshirt that says girls just want to lay down, which we did recently rebrand to laying down, but this is our origin story.
That's it. Yeah, and I feel like just for the sweatshirt, like, you know, I know it's the not our name, but
I love the name though. It has such a special place in my heart because we
that's
just
what I
are
thought.
girls. Oh my God. And
Is
it's
it cute?
big.
Yeah,
Oh
I thought like a
my God.
big cozy pink, you know, cozy vibes was what I was going for. Do you like it?
Alex, this is the best.
Okay, I'm so happy. Again, I like had him send me the mock-up, but like I didn't really trust it. So it looks okay. Okay.
I know what the thumbnail is going to be.
Oh my God, so cute.
The stitching, it has the cutest like pink embroidery on it.
Okay, good.
Okay, well,
You'll
you
have
need
to
one
send
for
me a.
you. Can I send one
I
back
know.
to
I
you?
no, I was gonna get myself one, but I wanted to make sure it's like what you liked first. I'll order myself one, don't you fret.
I'm putting it on right now. I'm putting it on.
Okay. Well, but your fit is so cute right now.
This is more important. I'm still in
Okay, I
my
hope
pajamas.
I love it. I
Thank you
hope
for
it's
getting it
cozy.
big. No,
Yeah,
it's
that's
small.
I think it's
You
like,
can
yeah.
tell it was made by a really cute small business.
Okay, good. Yeah, Etsy, you know, we can put their name in a post, but
Yeah, we should. We will.
oh, it looks so cute.
Alex,
Oh my God, it looks
it's
so cute on you.
so comfortable and soft. Like, I'm not kidding.
Okay, good.
You nailed this.
Okay, good. Because again, you know, it's a shot in the dark when like I just went based on reviews and like had again had asked him to send me a mock-up, but like it was just like a picture, so like I didn't know. It looks so cute. It looks so cute.
I can't believe that we were potting when this happened. I love this
I
timing.
know, isn't that fun?
It's
Well, it
so
said it got
cute.
delivered yesterday, and then when you didn't say anything, I was like, maybe it didn't come. Okay, again, this was also stressful for me as not a graphic designer ordering something with like font and all of that for someone that is a graphic designer. I was like, fuck, I know I'm gonna mess this up, but be honest, how is the font?
Alex, literally no notes. No
Okay. You, again,
notes.
you know, this is a safe space. Like, I can
I love it.
constructive criticism.
If it was in
Okay.
all caps, we'd feel like we were being yelled at. No, this is exactly what you want. You want it understated. The fact that
Yeah,
this
I
is
liked that it was like small and in the center and
also the pink threads on top of the pink fabric
yeah, do you like
is
that?
gorgeous.
Okay, good. Again,
It's
I all these
monochrome.
decisions I was so nervous to make, but
You no notes. I'm not even
thank
kidding.
you.
No
I'm
notes.
so happy it turned out good.
I've never loved a piece of
Okay.
clothing more.
I will be ordering myself one immediately, like as soon as we're done with this. Don't you fret. I will get myself one, but
I'm still in shock that you made this and thought about this and did this.
when I thought about it, I was because I was bouncing out a couple of ideas and I was like, wait a second, I'm an idiot. I was like, this has to be it. So
this has to
but
be
then
it.
I did it, and then like the rebrand happened. And I was like, okay, well, I hope it's okay that I did the whole origin name, but it's like, again, like you said, agreed. We need like our cute little snappy name that's like our go-to name. We all know where it came from was girls just want to lay down because we're horizontal girlies.
And my thing is like, I'd rather have girls just want to lay down on a sweatshirt. That's way more cute and fun than just laying down, you know?
That's what I was thinking too. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we agree. Not that I'm shocked that we agree, but
love it. I will put a photo up so everybody can know what it looks like.
I'm so happy.
It's so cute.
They had great reviews on Etsy. I will be leaving them a review as well. And
yeah,
they were very
it doesn't
quick.
Say the name, but they have really cute stickers. They said, love your order, snap, share, and review.
Yes,
you
we will.
Bet your ass I'm going to snap, share, and review.
We will be doing that.
I love it. Thank you, honey. It's so
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
This is the best gift I've ever gotten. I'm wearing this every day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's also the perfect size. Thank you for getting it oversized.
Good.
I love
Yes,
that.
I knew those were the vibes. I was like, we need cozy, oversized, you know?
I am just blessed. I am just blessed. I have
it looks
some
so cute on you.
Really
I'm
amazing friends. That was so thoughtful. Thanks, honey. Love you.
You're welcome. And then, yeah, I'm going to come to Austin soon enough.
Oh, I know.
February and March are rough in Connecticut. So I will be late February, early March. I'm coming.
You're coming. We'll pod. We got
in
stuff
person,
to
which
do.
Is so
it's
fun.
So fun. Yay. I'm still just staring at my sweatshirt.
I'm so happy. Okay, good. Good. Well, you deserve all the celebrations. And again, this is just the beginning, but like so fun. Like it obviously says so much about you that you have so many incredible friends who love you and want to celebrate you. And so that's kudos to you as a person and as a friend. Yeah. We're lucky to know you.
Thank you. I feel even luckier. And just, yeah, I was telling my friends the other night, I was like, if you had told me when I first moved here that I would be like looking at a group of women who I love so much and admire so much, and they're like affirming me and being so kind, I'm like, I would have slapped you across the face. Like, I'd be like, no way this is happening. So I feel so lucky. I have the best friends ever. You included. Love you
Love
so much.
You.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh my God. Well, what else are we talking about today, Girk?
I don't know. What else do we want to talk about? My week, there was nothing too crazy this week. It was a pretty typical week. Go to the dentist and I feel like in a way they kindly bamboozled me into spending $25 to basically tell me that I don't have mouth cancer, which like I could have told you that I didn't. But I, you know, they're like, you know, peace of mind. And I'm like, well, how do I say no to that? It's only $25, but still.
Wait.
I paid $25 for them to tell me I don't have mouth cancer.
Did you just go in for a normal cleaning? And then how'd they pitch this to you?
They like had a little, they like handed this piece of paper and they're like, here are like two services that we recommend that insurance doesn't cover. So it is out of pocket. And then the first one, I don't even remember what it was, but my hygienist, who I should talk about my hygienist, he is a hoot. He is a hoot. He was like, I don't really recommend that for you. I don't really know why, but he was like, you don't probably need that. The second one, he was like, you know, it's a little screening thing that we do. We'll like tell you if there's any like abnormalities that, you know, you should be concerned about for like mouth cancer. And I was like, I mean, I guess, sure. So anyway, there's no one in my life. I see this man twice a year. There's no one in my life who has deeper conversations with me than my dental hygienist. He really should be like on the road as like a motivational speaker. I jokingly, you know, he did the classic, like, how's the flossing going? And, you know, I jokingly made the bad joke of like, I'm doing better at it because, you know, new year, new me. Like I kind of made like a New Year's resolution joke, which really I have been better at it. No, flossing is not one of my New Year's resolutions, but, you know. He then took that as an opportunity to tell me about his New Year's resolutions.
Naturally.
He's like, you know, man, I'm just trying to read more. And I was like, that's great. He's like, no, I'm trying to read the Bible more. I was like, great. That's awesome.
No, let me tell you what book.
You know, man. He loves to say, you know, man, like the world is dark out there. Like we're getting bombarded by messages from social media and TV and the news. And like, I just got to stay grounded and like, I got to read my Bible. And I was like, yes.
Preach.
So, you know, we just like have these conversations. He's always like hyping me up about life and, you know, my marriage, my house. And like, he just really is. He like, you leave being like, wow, I feel like a changed person. And it's not just because my teeth are clean. Like, he really, like, he has a lot of deep talks. And it's every time I see him. And I'm like, does he do this with everyone? Or is it just me? I cannot tell. Like, I don't know. But he gets really deep. And that was my big update of the week.
Oh, my God. What's this
But he
man?
Really makes me really re-look at myself and my life. And I'm like, am I living the life I want to be living? Danny told me to reevaluate. Like, we started talking about, like, not just spending money to spend money, but, like, you know,
preach,
not
Danny,
even
preach.
If it's in the budget, we want to rewire our brains to not just be, like, immediately, like, gratified and, like, by purchasing stuff. I was like, yes, Danny, you're right. Like,
why is Danny the
I'm
man we
also
all...
gonna stop buying fast food. Like, he was like, no more fast food.
Alex, no, you're not. I mean,
we
shut
just,
up.
You know, he was like, I'm trying to save money. I'm gonna stop buying fast food. You know, I could say my New Year's resolution is to go to the gym more, but no, it's gonna be more meaningful than that. It's gonna be reading my Bible and not spending money. I was like, I love that, Danny. I love that.
Why is Danny growing into the man we all need to be?
He's great. So my bi-yearly little check-in with my dental hygienist. Thank you. Thank you for your service, sir.
How do they check you for mouth cancer? What did that look like?
It was, yeah, it did seem fake. I'm not going to lie. It was, you know, those like fancy, it's like one of those fancy thermometers, like that you just kind of like, scan over your head and it like beeps. It was one of those, but it goes in your mouth. It was like blue light. He was like, I have to turn the lights off because it like can see it better. I was like, okay. And it was like this blue light that he like held. It basically looked like one of those thermometers that he just like moved around inside my mouth. And he was like, you're good. I could have told you that, but so what glad if... I paid $25 to double check.
What if you're in the chair and he's like, you're not good. You got cancer, bitch.
So I think if there's any, again, like anything that looks odd or different, they then send in a swab or something in to be tested. So it doesn't even mean, even if like they notice something that's abnormal, it doesn't mean anything until it gets tested. But he said he didn't see anything, so.
Thank God. Great way for them to rake in a couple $100 every day from all these people.
It took like 30 seconds. I don't think it needs to be worth $25. Also, like, I know American healthcare sucks, but like, I have good insurance. Why doesn't insurance cover?
Right.
Like, that's nothing to an insurance company. And if it's preventative, if it truly is supposed to like detect if somebody has cancer, like that should be a part of my dental insurance. But
100%.
Anyway, that's the most exciting thing that happened to me this week.
You're playing it down, but like that was really exciting.
He's just like, I wish I could record our conversations. Like, it really
Me
is
too.
The funniest thing I've ever
bring
ever
a mic to the dentist heard. And just give it to him.
Like, he, when we were like looking to buy a house, he was like the number one person in my life that was a proponent of us buying a house. Like, he was like, you're gonna want a house, here's why, and you're gonna want a garage, it's gonna protect your car, and like all these things. So when I went this time and I was like, you know, we bought a house, he was so excited for us. Again, most excited person in my life. And then he proceeded to talk about how there's only going to be more people in the world and there's not going to be more land. So we better hold on to our houses. And I was like, okay, well now this is going to get intense. Like, he makes everything really intense. That's where I'm going with this.
He's like, hold on,
okay,
hold on to your piece of land. But the thing is, it's the government's piece of land, isn't it? At the end of the day.
Or the banks, yeah, who I,
yeah, yeah.
I pay
we
my...
don't actually own
the bank
anything.
Owns my home, yes, not me.
He's like, but you hold on to what's yours.
He is.
I love Danny's
funny.
Spirit for life, you know, no one's gonna throw one over on Danny. He's prepared.
Yeah, no, he talked about his wife's postpartum and just like how he has to be there for her and take her out on date night. Like, again, he has these really intense conversations while I have his hands in my mouth and I'm not able to respond. And I'm like,
He sounds like a killer husband, to be honest.
I am intrigued to like hear his wife's point of view because I only hear his. But he's always working on improving himself. So
I love that. I'm glad your teeth are clean. You didn't have any cavities.
Nope. They said, I'm perfect. And I said, I already knew that. Thank you so much.
Gotta go. Thank you for the affirmation. We could say that we did attempt to record an episode on, like, we talked about the whole New Year's in and out, ins and outs things. And we, like, a rite of passage in podcasting, did not record it. Talking for an hour and a half, we did not record. We could revisit any, like, really basic thoughts about the new year. We don't have to. It is the 27th of January. But
is it just me or is it insane that it's still January? Like, I feel like New Year, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day was 4 months ago.
Yeah. I feel like January
I can't
always
believe it's January.
Drags out for so long. There's always the memes that come out and they're like, it's the 78th day of January.
But like, I feel like I really feel that this year more than maybe I ever have.
Why is that? I'm not sure. I think I've been okay with it because all the stuff that I wanted to do or start in the new year, like if I'm bad at it, I'm kind of like, oh, but it's still January, so it's totally fine.
That's true. So yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about how we have similar but kind of different views on New Year's resolutions. I don't know, but I feel like, do you feel like you're doing your New Year's resolutions? Like, how are they going now that we're 27 days in?
Yeah, it's a great question. I never had a time. And again, I'm like, it's still January. I still got time.
It's true. I completely agree with that.
I think it was more like, it wasn't like a list of things I had. It was more like, oh, well, in the We're Back episode, I think we kind of were like, I was like getting in my own way, kind of like career-wise. That we talked about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But then I feel like we also talked about like how a year is just such a long time. And I think for my brain, I'm like, oh gosh, like something I'm going to do all year or something I'm not going to do all year. Like that's, it just feels like a lot. It feels like a very heavy weight. And then I'm kind of already intimidated by the goal. So I think I was telling you about the, hold on, what's it called? The 12-week year. And it's just like a book I'm reading and it frames it a little different. So it's like you can make different goals or changes or habit changes or whatever. And you basically treat 12 weeks, 3 months like a year. And it just like puts a little more emphasis on every day and what you're doing, rather than like having this huge long span of 365 days to do stuff. So to be honest, I still don't have like, I don't have like a list of like, I'm going to do more of this. I it's just in my head. I'd love to actually sit down and reflect on it maybe before the end of January.
Hey, we got time still somehow.
We're still here. We still got time. We got till Wednesday at midnight and then it's February. But yeah, I feel like I like intentions. I feel like I'm not one to be like, I'm gonna read 30 books this year. Like, I love when people set numerical goals and stuff, but to me, it kind of, and maybe that's a deeper issue. I feel like I'm like, well, if I don't do it, I'm gonna let myself down. So like, why would I even assign like a number goal to something?
Yeah, and like the book one also gets me because it's like, I'm currently trying to read Iron Flame and it's like so fucking big where I'm like, I could read like four of my tiny little stupid thrillers in the time that it's taking me to read this one.
Right.
But like, I'm not reading it to hit a number. Like, I'm reading it because I want to read this book. So I don't know. I just like never understand the number, the book one, because it's like, yeah, I could read short little dumb romance and thriller books like very quickly, or I could read books that like I actually want to read. I don't know.
Right. It's all relative. It's really more about the pages, like the number of pages. So yeah, all that to say, I really like that it gives you, I like that my birthday's in January for that reason. I feel like it doubly gives me like, okay, it's a new year,
reset,
another lap around the sun that I've been fortunate enough to have, like intention setting for the year. I love that mentality. So I'm late. I'm still gathering it up. So I'll keep the people
I think
posted.
You're right on time. I agree. It does not have to be just like on January 1st. If you're not a new person, then you're doomed for the year. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think doing the pod, this is a huge one where I was like, my intention, I think we both were like, let's be more consistent. And not because it's homework and we have to, or like, we don't have to do anything. Literally, even just since we've started recording since December, it's so much fun. And I feel like that is a great intention for the year, at least for myself, was like, do more creative stuff for fun. You don't need to freelance everything. You don't need to be making money on everything, everything in moderation. And this is just like, we don't make a dime. We're just having fun. And when I edit the interviews and the episodes, I am cackling laughing so hard.
I love that so much.
It literally brings me so much joy. I could cry about it. Like, it's so fun. And so I'm just really grateful that we have brought podcasting back into this year. I'm really loving it.
I love it.
What about you?
We don't make a dime yet, but I think we're professional enough, or we're like funny enough that we could one day. So we can keep manifesting.
Here, I'll do a fake ad just so people know how good it would be. Give me a product.
Do it for the Bud Light seltzer.
Okay, I'll do it.
That's why it's a challenge. You have to sell something that you maybe
isn't your you're favorite. Right. Okay. Hold on, I can do this. Speaking of a great night out, this episode is brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. Need a little pep in your step before you go out with your friends? Crack open a Bud Light Seltzer. We got flavors like mango, strawberry, guava, watermelon, and passion fruit. It's the perfect thing to cheers with your friends before you head out to the bar. Let Bud Light be your drink of choice next Friday night. And then something about the legal lines, like must be 21
must
and
be
older.
21 and over.
Drink responsibly. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I think
that
we can do
perfect.
It.
That was beautiful.
Guys, give us one ad. We will blow your minds. We will push your product so hard. We don't care what it is. We don't have to use it. We'll push it.
We'll start using it.
Be listening. We're manifesting an ad this year. We're manifesting one ad.
I love it.
What about you, Girk? Do you have any intentions or resolutions, or what have you been thinking?
Yeah. Same thing. I'm not like the biggest New Year's resolution person, but a couple of things. I really have been trying to, like, anytime I want to buy something, even if it's something that like is in my budget and like I actually do kind of quote unquote need, I'm trying to like write it down in my notes app of the things that like I think of and like sit on it even for like a couple days or a week or whatever, and then come back to the lists and see if like, do I still either want or need that item? Just to, again, kind of like not just like think of something and then immediately be like, go to Amazon and buy it. Like, I feel like that can't be good for our brains. I've been trying that all month actually, and I've liked it. Like, again, even like cleaning things, like things that like I can buy and like need to buy, but I like just make sure like, is this actually like what I want to buy and spend my money on, and like collect things. Like, I just don't like things. So that's like slowed down my spending a little bit and just made me like make sure I'm thinking about it before I just buy away.
Yeah, I love that. Just a little more intentional and making sure you need it before you press
exactly.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
And
cool.
Then, so that's definitely one that I've done this month and I like have enjoyed. So I am going to keep doing that. And then my second, and this kind of goes hand in hand, but like, I just want to like be organized and know where everything is in my house. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit, we'll wonder like, where is blank? And we're always like, it could be in one of three places. And like, it always is in one of those three places. But like, you have to check three different places. And I'm like, I'm tired of living like that. I want everything to have a place and I know where it is. So like, I've been slowly buying better organizational systems and like bins and things and labeling so that I know where things are. And that's brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah, it's so nice. You really have a good system for your Christmas stuff now.
Yes, that was my first, once I was cleaning up Christmas, my first like order of business was getting good like stuff to keep that like organized and safe in my basement. So yeah.
Yeah. You were like, this is how you know you're getting older, when this stuff makes you so excited.
It made me so happy. Like, yeah, to buy, like, I'd never, my ornaments were just like in some random whatever. Like, I bought like an ornament organizer this year, and like, it made putting away the Christmas tree so much fun. Like, brought me so much joy.
I love that. It's the little things in life.
It's the little things.
That's a great goal. I agree. I feel like being in a house, or like just a space that's yours or that you share, obviously with Max, I'm just like, really? All this stuff, everything that's in here is because I said it could come in here, and I don't even touch. I'm just bamboozled by the stuff that in my own closet. Like, it's not a big closet. I don't actually have as many clothes as I would think you would think that I do. And I don't touch 75% of my closet the entire year. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, what are we doing?
I know.
So I agree. I'm in such like a purge mode, and my mom is too. You and my mom are really on the same wavelength. She is doing like no spend January. So I think it's like anything that's not critical she has not bought this month.
Yeah, I kind of did that too.
Yeah. And then she's also doing, instead of, all in one day, I'm going to clean out the entire attic. She breaks it up into pieces and is like, I'm going to do one disorganized drawer or corner a day that I want to do. And she's like, I'm making so much progress because it's these bite-sized tasks I can just do every day. And I was like, that I can subscribe to. So like, I've been doing it too. And it's,
And I've like kind of been doing some research and they say to like start in your bathroom, for example, because it's a smaller space and usually our less sentimental items are in our bathroom. So like it doesn't feel as heavy for some people to like clean out and stuff. So like start in a small space, even like one nightstand drawer, right? Like just start in one little area, and even doing one little area is doing something. And then it could encourage you like the next week to do another corner of your closet or whatever. But I thought starting with the bathroom was a really good idea. Or like linen closet, I did that too, because again, it's not usually the sentimental stuff that's there, but it can collect a lot of stuff that we don't use or need and or doesn't have a place, and then you can kind of like organize it from there.
Love it. That's a great tactic.
Those are kind of my main things. I'm trying to think of anything else though. I have other stuff too, I feel like, that's kind of small just here or there. But again, I just don't like to associate it with like New Year. I don't know. Like, because again, I feel like you said, the year just feels too massive to like put it into the whole year. But like for right now, I just want to focus more on some of these things. And we'll see. Maybe that will shift throughout the year. But for now,
totally
have small focus or small goals.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Like, time is literally a construct. And we've all agreed that at the end of December, we're all going to like get our shit together really quickly.
Weird.
And I'm like, why can't I go into this a new month, just like any new month, with that same like vigor for the new year? And it's like, I can. It's literally a construct. I do think the practice, one thing in that 12-week yearbook that I think is really beneficial that I'm taking away from it is like having, just like businesses do, and they have Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. That was really hard to say. That at the end of every quarter, you have like a meeting with yourself and they're like, you're the CEO of your life. You're also the CFO. You're the CMO. You're the whole board, basically. You would never not meet with the board of a company for an entire year. And I was like, whoa, you're so right. And I feel like it's so cool to get in the habit of just taking half a day or something and being with yourself, and whether it's journaling or like looking back at your calendar at what you did, or going through your budgeting app or whatever, like taking some inventory of what you've done and being like, cool, I love that I did those things. What do I want to add? What do I want to take away? What do I want to do or tweak in the next 3 months? And I was like, yeah, I'm the CEO of my own company. I'm the only one who's going to make sure stuff happens or doesn't happen. Like, taking inventory is a really valuable thing that I should definitely be doing more than once a year. I think sometimes we avoid taking inventory of ourselves because we're like, do I really want to see right now if I'm like on budget with my yearly spending? Like, it's not fun, but I feel like the maintenance is actually really responsible and a good thing to do.
Definitely.
And then you can be like, am I tracking towards this certain goal? Oh, I'm not. Okay. Do I still want to do that? Okay, cool. If I do, what are the tacticals? How do I get there? So I think I want to take some quarterly inventory, like towards the end of the winter, and see how things are going.
Yeah. Seasonal. I like that.
What are you doing the rest of the weekend?
Kind of chilling. Max got a promotion, so we're going to celebrate today. Yeah, he starts on Monday. So
I saw his LinkedIn post. So cute.
I don't know anything about LinkedIn because I'm not a corporate girly, so I love that. I didn't know he put it on LinkedIn.
It was really cute. Associate producer. Love. Backstash.
And tomorrow we're going to go to brunch with some friends. Church. I have a little bit of grading. I actually got up today and did something else I've been trying to do, like some more time blocking just to be better at it. I'm actually pretty good at it in my actual like work job. Like, I kind of use time blocking as my form of management of like my to-do list at work, but I'm kind of trying to bring that into my personal life. And so I have my weekdays down pretty well. Like, my time blocking is, I have a pretty good routine during the weekday, but I struggle with the weekends. And I think some of that is just being somebody that doesn't have kids. Like, I feel like weekends, we have more time than we sometimes think we do.
Yep.
And I know we're all busy and like work is busy and stuff, but so I've been like researching and listening to podcasts and stuff like that. So I tried to get up this morning, actually like do some grading, and that makes me feel so much better going in, not saving it all for like Sunday night.
Oh,
Like
I'm
I
so
sometimes will
glad.
do.
Yeah.
So I've been into that lately too.
Nice. I'm very proud of you for doing that. That's
Such
very,
boring. I have such boring hobbies.
No, but it's those
Organizing
like,
my basement and time blocking my weekends.
but it's those investments, I think, in the less sexy stuff that really does make your life more enjoyable. I really believe that so firmly. So this is very responsible, and I'm really impressed at how diligent you are of like, no, I am going to do a small part of my job on the weekend during a part that I don't really want to do, but it's going to lighten my
Yeah.
load
Like
for
I
later.
knew, like I didn't set an alarm or anything, but I just knew usually I wake up around 7:30 on a weekend, and I knew I didn't have to leave the house until like 9-ish to go on a walk with my friends. So I knew I had this time between 7:30 and 9. And maybe typically I would just like either lay in bed and scroll social media, or I would like go on the couch and scroll social media. So I was like, no, I really want to use that time that I have for something productive. So again, a lot of the podcasts I listen to talk about like planning the night before, like how do you specifically want to use that time? Like, do I want to use it to clean? Do I want to use it to work out? Do I want to use it to do work? And so I last night I was like, I'm going to wake up and do some grading. And I only got through like two essays. I didn't get to like complete my to-do list, but the fact that I got through two of them makes now the fact that I have four more like not seem as daunting because I like
Yeah.
got up and did it.
It's
But I feel
also
like
like you're.
typically my old way of thinking would have
Yeah.
been, oh, between 7:30 and 9, I don't have time to do all of the essays, so what's the point in even doing some of them? And I wouldn't even start it. And then it makes me hate myself on Sunday nights when I have now six essays. You know what I mean? So like
Yeah.
just like little things like that, trying to like reframe my time and like seeing that I do have more time than sometimes I tell myself.
Totally.
And again, I
And
know that's a luxury of not having kids. Like it's different when you have kids and stuff, but like just making sure I'm utilizing my time wisely.
yeah, and it's like you get two done and it motivates your brain so much. You're like, I could have gotten nothing done, but I already got two. So you're already going into grading the rest of them with a different energy because you already chose to like go and get two done.
Exactly.
I love that. I'm sorry, you were
Yeah.
up at 7:30 this morning?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, I really do. I'm, we could tell people in the comments, let us know their thoughts. But personally, I love hearing people's schedules and like
Right.
what you do and stuff. So I don't know. I think it would be fun to have an episode where we like break down just our personal schedules, whether that's like our morning routine, our work schedule, our after work schedule, our weekend. I don't know, whatever it is. But like to me, it's so helpful to like hear what other people do. And then everybody is different and kind of take what works for you. But
I love that idea.
we have such different ways of doing things that I just think it would be really interesting for us each to break down our schedule just to like hear it. I don't know. That sounds interesting to me, but that could be literally only interesting to me.
No, it sounds really interesting. I'm laughing because of just our body clocks and how, like, that's
So
why it would
different.
be funny and interesting, I think, at least to us, because our body clocks are so different. The other day, I texted Alex and I was awake before her. And I'm not kidding. I think it's the one day since we've both been on this planet that I was awake before Alex. She said, "Sorry, just woke
Yeah.
up." N I've never gotten a sorry, just woke up from
I
you
think that
in
was
my
my winter
life.
break. I was hibernating winter break. My
You
body clearly
were.
was unwell, but yeah.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you got the rest.
Don't
Sometimes.
worry. I'm back to my normal programming.
I actually worry constantly that you're not getting enough rest. You don't have to worry about that
No.
with me.
No, you know, no, I go to bed at
You're right.
no, I go to bed very early. I get 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night.
Okay, you're right. You're just also really exerting yourself at work. Everybody's working, but like I'm working a different way than you're working. And I just,
Yeah.
it's extra important for you because you are exerting so much effort physically, mentally, emotionally into your job in a very different way than most people. So that's why I always want to make sure you're getting your rest. But you're right. You go to bed early.
I do.
If I text Alex after 8 p.m. my time,
So
we're
yeah,
talking
nine,
tomorrow.
my time. Yeah.
We're just talking tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I would love that. We should break that down.
I
Maybe
just
we
think it would be
can
fun,
do
but
it. We'll
let
do it
us
in the
know.
next app because, of course, we've already, filled our little time.
Yes, and we'd have to prepare like to again. And maybe
Yes.
that's something we could do. We could like kind of monitor our day to day. Of course, things vary all the time, but like for the most part, from this time, I do this and this and this, like I think would be interesting.
I do too. I'm very game. That can be our homework for next time, and we'll bring our
Okay, cool.
routines.
If people have any other suggestions of topics or things we should talk about, let us know. You can DM us in the comments, whatever.
Yeah, come on,
Text
guys.
us.
Text us. We got a very warm response from my mom's interview, which is really
Love
sweet.
it.
Loved it. It was very sweet. Alex doesn't listen to the episodes. She's like, I can't listen to my voice. And I'm like, I get it, but I have to listen because I need to know if it was edited well, which I still have a lot of work to do on the editing. So if you listen to the show, thank you for sticking with us. I will get better at editing slowly but surely.
Oh my gosh, you're so good at it.
No, I think the levels are
And we're
still
getting
off,
our
but
setup and stuff.
Yeah, we're just getting our groove
Okay.
going. But all that to say, we were like, how fun would it be? We have some other interviews and fun things in the pipe that will come out soon. And I feel like we've loved this cadence of like, we get together sometimes and chat, and then we get to interview people that we love and just like ask them about their life and what they're learning. It's like truly just the best. So fun.
The best.
It's a great ratio. I feel great about that kind of combo. Is a really fun type of show to have, I think. Well, I love you.
I love you.
I miss you. I want to be sitting next
I
to you.
know, but
Also,
so
do you like
soon.
my rug?
Yes, I love it. I actually was observing. I mean, all your whole background is so cute, but it's cute. Where's it from?
It is from Rugs USA. Oh my God, that would be a great sponsor for us. Rugs USA, shout out.
That's a good one. I have a Rugs USA rug.
Everyone in America has a Rugs USA rug. And you want to know
why? It
is
America's rug brand.
That tagline was gorgeous. Alex, say it again. Go on.
Rugs USA, America's rug brand.
Literally, our inboxes are open. Our DMs are open, Rugs USA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer and Rugs USA. That should be the title of this episode.
Okay. Bud Light Seltzer and Rugs
Today's
USA.
Today's episode is brought to you
by We just call Bud them Light. Out. Until we get the ad space, we just like tag them in our episode.
Could they sue us? I don't know how that works, but
like,
go
you're
on.
Welcome. Don't what?
We
No.
only said good things about them.
We've only said good things. Here's what I love about Rugs USA. There's always a sale going on, which we love. Yeah. I got a like pink checkered rug from Wayfair, and I did
oh,
like
that one's
it.
Cute too. I've seen
yeah,
it.
I know. I think I showed you that.
Oh,
and was
you got
like,
rid of it?
I took it
That's
back
cute.
Because let's just
That's okay.
Quickly discuss how returning a rug is an act of God. Okay.
I know.
My God, I was sweating my ass off.
No, it's a lot of work.
When I realized I had to return it, I was like, no, 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 no. But it's okay. It actually wasn't that bad. FedEx came and picked it up from my house, which that part was great.
That's
So I didn't
nice.
Have to like lug it into my car. But yeah, the checkered one was it was an 8x10, and it was just a little bit too big for the room. And it was too, I was just worried that in a year I would hate the checkered. And it was like
That's
a
fair.
$400-something rug. And I was like, I think it's a little too much money to like not be sure if I
That's
even
fair.
love it. So, but I did want something else with color and like a fun modern take. That's kind of like both of our styles of rug. So I saw this on Rugs USA. It was half the price. It is a like 6'9" by 9 feet or something, which is perfect for this room. And it's kind of like a seafoamy green.
It's
And
really pretty.
cream, but I still felt like it was like a fun color. And it's washable.
That's cool.
So Rugs USA is starting like a washable rugs line. I think kind of like Ruggable, but Ruggable is just a lot more expensive. So this is like a super reasonable washable
Cool.
rug. It was like $250 or $220 with the sale. So highly recommend. You're welcome, Rugs USA. I'm sending you some
it.
customers. But yeah, everyone has a Rugs USA rug. They're the best.
Yeah.
So that's all. You know, just rug stuff. I'm really in a nesting
I might go
season.
move a rug now because I have a rug in our room that I kind of want to change out. So maybe I'll
To what?
go do that now.
Do it right now.
I'll
This
send you
was
a
a
pic.
sign. Okay, please do. Well, I love you.
I love
We'll
you.
be back. I can't believe I'm wearing our first piece of merch. Girls just want
It
to lay
looks
down.
amazing.
More merch coming. How about when we get that ad money, we'll make some merch for you guys. Okay. I'll be the first one to drop a merch line. Okay. But until next time, we gotta say bye.
Bye.